In the studio, we have Riyad, Peters, and Lukman Adams, who are the people that put together a cultural music competition called the Jive Culture Shock Singles and Kringles Online. They want to showcase the festive culture that can exist on any platform at any time of the year. The competition has been running since the 26th of September 2020, and the final showdown is on the 24th of October of 2020. With me, I have Riyad Peters, who will talk more about his participation in the show and what to expect if you are tuning into the finals. Welcome, Riyad. Please introduce yourself and tell us how you are part of the culture competition.
I am Riyad Peters. I am a producer of the Culture Shock platform. I also form part of the Oddball Concepts trio, and we have obviously collabed with Lukman Adams Productions for this new platform called Culture Shock. So that's me. I am the project lead. I make sure that the project rolls out accordingly. Obviously, there are a lot of different parts, moving parts, different teams, six different teams, a lot of different technical stuff, and it's my job to synchronize all of that.
So the competition has an interesting name, Singles and Kringles Online House of Shock. Please explain the name to us and tell us more about what the competition is about.
Jingles and Kringles Online is actually the byline to the Culture Shock title of this platform. The name came to us because we had three or four other different names, but that is exactly what we wanted to do with this platform, was to shock the way it's done. You will never get to see a Malay choir competition and a Kaapse Klopse or minstrel competition happen on one stage performed by the same set of people from one specific group or team or, yeah, choir. And that is what we did. Yeah, that's what the shocking bit is. The other shocking bit is that instead of having the judges make the final call, the shock to the culture here is the fact that we hand 70% of the voting power to the audience. So the audience has a 70% stake in deciding on who the actual winner per episode is. So that's probably why it's Culture Shock. It's also the first time that you see both Malay choir performances and Kaapse Klopse or minstrel performances happen on a stage like the theater, opera house, under such beautiful lights with 021 lighting. First time you see that the choirs are each mic'd up individually. First time you see a choir that's also only 15 people on the stage. So, yeah, it's definitely a shock. And Jingles is an instrument, the tambourine or shaker instrument they use in the Klopse, very, very popular instrument in the Klopse. And then Kringles is a vocal run, actually. So I'm sure you've heard those vocal runs by Lukman and the likes, who are naturally born with that ability. But that's what a karinkle is. And it's basically the Klopse meets Malay choir meets shockingly new platform. And that is what it is.
The competition has been running since the 26th of September 2020. How has it been for you until now?
Up until now, it's been really interesting. The competition has been really interesting. We've had three episodes. And so far, we have two winners of the first two episodes. The third episode's winner will be announced this Saturday, tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. on our Oddball Cultural page on Facebook and a host of other different pages where it will go live from. And you will see the winner of episode three announced there. And you will also get to see a wild card episode. The wild card episode is basically, we take the three runners up from each of the three episodes, we put them into a little capsule of content, and live right there, anybody on the social media platforms can watch the video and choose the team they think should be the wild card in the final, because the final we are shooting this week from the 19th to the 23rd of October at the Artscape Opera House. And we decided that instead of just having the three teams, the three winners of the episodes go to the finale, we're putting in a wild card as well, just to open up the competition and give more participants access to the platform for another opportunity to showcase their talent and ability, and this culture, to the people of the globe, to anyone wherever they may find themselves that is interested and longing to see that kind of performance.
And I also believe that there will be a donation drive during each episode to raise funds for Red Cross Hospital Trust Fund and supporting for the upgrade and expansion of the emergency center. Why did you choose to raise funds for the hospital?
There is a donation drive that has been running through all three episodes, and it will run through the wildcard episode on Facebook and the different social platforms, and it will run through the finale as well. Luqman Adams is actually an ambassador for the Red Cross Children's Hospital Trust, and we all, both myself and my partners at Oddball Concepts and Luqman, we have children, and when we look at what the Red Cross Children's Hospital has been doing for children's health and wellness and safety for the longest time, it's the perfect fit for a platform like this that looks to invest into the youth, and give the youth opportunities to showcase their ability and talent. And what better trust or cause to donate to the Red Cross Children's Hospital. So that's how that came, and I must say it's a perfect fit. I have a young boy of 3 years old, and when I look at him and just the thought of him being sick or helpless or weak scares me, and I'm sure there are other parents out there that feel the same, and we know what kind of effort the Red Cross Children's Hospital puts into making sure that our kids are happy and healthy and safe. So I think it's the perfect fit.
The COVID-19 impact has impacted us all, but could you tell us how it has impacted the show?
The COVID-19 pandemic has been quite an interesting thing. Up until this production with Oddball Concepts has been doing community theater and development projects for community arts and performing arts for about 9-10 years. Luqman has been doing it for decades more than that, and all of our experience up until this show in the COVID-19 pandemic was almost not null and void, but just needed to be somewhat refurbished so that it could fit what the protocols and regulations are now. And you will see when you look at the stage, artists are social distanced, and the band is spread out, and the stage is a big space. And even in our rehearsal process, we had angels, we call them, who were lucky enough to have them sponsor every team with sanitizer and visors, and so too for our band. Made sure that the band was rehearsing in a socially distant, physically distant manner, and it was quite interesting. I remember we are not only responsible for our health and safety and wellness, but also for every participant and band member and stakeholders' family that they go home to. So we tried really hard, and we are still really sticking to that principle that we are going to ensure that people are safe, because safety and, again, health, wellness, happiness and well-being is at the top of our list of priorities. So it has been quite interesting. It definitely has impacted the way we did this project and the way we rolled out, and it still will be impacting. Just this morning we had a meeting at the Artscape, our final walkthrough as to how we'll keep people, teams, socially and physically distant from each other and from other stakeholders and participants and technical service providers in this space. You must remember there are six different teams who come in over the week to perform their items, and that again, like I said, is high on our list of priorities. Safety and regulation and protocol, and so too is that on the Artscape's list of priorities. So affected, impacted, definitely. How? In ways that is difficult to explain, but also just made us realize that the new normal is right here. It's with us, it's right now, and we have to adapt and we have to be cognizant.
The final episode is on the 24th of October. Who is in the final and how can people watch it?
The finale episode is on the 24th of October. And in the finale episode are the winners of each of the three episodes, plus this wild card that will be announced tomorrow night. So currently, the audience and the vast public only knows of the two winners of the first two episodes. And then tomorrow evening, they will find out who the third episode winner is. And then they will also find out tomorrow evening at 10 p.m. who the wild card team is. And that will make up the four finalists for the finale. But the very interesting thing is that because our principle and mandate for ourselves right at the beginning was to create a platform to expose talent and give opportunity to young people, we also decided that nobody will be a loser in this process. And we decided that the group song item, which is exclusive to the finale, all six teams will participate in that item and stand a chance to win that specific item, the group song item. So all six teams will perform that item and stand a chance to be crowned champions for the 2020 Culture Shock group song item.
Artist Radio is a radio station by children and for children. What do you think about the child participatory approach?
Child participatory approach, I love that. I come from a background of education. I worked for a long time in a public primary school and now work in a space where I deal with young school leavers, matriculants, and they are just entering into their tertiary education journey. And I believe strongly in investing time, energy, effort, resources, and giving opportunity and platforms to children, young and old, the youth, so that they can find what it is they think their purpose is, to give them opportunities to find what it is they think their ladder out of their situations at home. So many people are finding themselves in difficult home situations, difficult financial situations, and these opportunities for young kids and young adults it's second to none that it can be that spark or seed that turns them into the next big thing, the next great thing, the next president, the next doctor, the next nurse, the next social worker, the next great something can come from giving children an opportunity to experience things they imagine they'd like. And that is what you guys are doing at RX Radio. So I want to say a big thumbs up and a huge round of applause for that. A station by children for children. And to all the kids out there that are listening, I really want you to realize that you have the ability and countless opportunities to become exactly what it is you want to be. So take every opportunity with both hands, give it wands, like they say, jump in knee deep and try your best at all times to be the best version of yourself.
Is there anything else you want to say?
To everybody out there who's listening, go to www.quickit.co.za, click on Culture Shock, the finale episode for the 24th of November. Buy yourself a ticket, it's only $60. This ticket will give you access to become a judge as well, and you'll be able to vote. So you can decide who you think is the best team, and you can make that vote in the ballot sheet, and you can be a part of this platform and change the way it pans out for the teams participating. Check us out on Facebook. It's Oddball Cultural on Facebook. Or check us out on Instagram. It's Culture Shock Cape Town on Instagram. And yeah, choose a team, choose a brand, get behind your team, and just get involved. If you feel like dancing, definitely wherever you find yourself and you're watching this on your phone or on your TV or on your laptop somewhere, and you feel like dancing and getting up and enjoying it, please do that. Get up and enjoy yourself. It's going to be a real joy.
Thank you, Ria, for coming to the show. Really appreciate it.